This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Mornings are brighter with Annie and Ando, 6 till 7 a.m. weekdays on Joy 94.9.
Now, Ando, I don't know if you've heard about what a web series is.
A web series?
Yeah.
Is that where, well, I'm guessing, it's like, I know you think I'm dumb, but it's where stuff goes on the web, which is flooding at the moment because we can't do IRL.
That's right. We can't go to the movies in real life. So TV shows can be made smaller or quicker or punchier through the web. So what a web series is many episodes. And I've been lucky enough to be on the jury for the Melbourne Web Fest.
And Annie, everywhere I'm going to call you. You've got your finger in so many pies. I loved that pie day the other day.
Yes. So Kristen, who's on the line, and I've yet to speak to her, the engagement manager of Melbourne Web Fest, because the team is quite big. Lots of jurors, lots of moving parts. So we're going to find out what it's all about. Hi, Kristen.
Hello. How are you guys going?
Very well. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute pleasure.
And it's been 8 years in the running, this festival, and there are 25 awards up for grabs.
Oh, so it's not a COVID, has it shifted, or that horrible word, pivoted?
Well, yeah, I mean, we have pivoted with everything that's going on at the moment. We have gone completely digital, so, you know, in terms of a web series being online as well, we've moved online with the web series. So it's an interesting playing field. But yeah, we're an online festival now, which is super exciting.
As a Melbourne Web Fest virgin, I've got no idea what it is. So what I think it is, and please explain if I've got it wrong, is like it's like the Logies nearly of web series, short web series.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
That's bigger.
The exact same way I describe it as well to my parents, who, you know, are like, oh, we'll watch the telly every night and enjoy that.
Big deal for them to have been selected, and what was the process for getting picked?
There's a ton of web fests around the world nowadays, but the process is basically people submit their theories. They have a certain amount of episodes that they share with us. And then the team themselves, we go through the lot and pick out some of the best ones. And the selection and the submissions are getting much larger as the years go by. And, you know, nowadays we receive so many more submissions from, all parts of the globe, which is, you know, incredible to see people making content from their own backyards, really.
And it's not just for people who are interested in viewing it, but any industry professionals might like
cast and crew.
Check out some of the panels that are happening. Do you have anything to recommend in particular?
This year we've teamed up with SBS On Demand. They're giving a In Conversation. We've got a really cool Cockatoo Lab is a rural forum, and they'll be coming along to help us learn a little bit more about creative entrepreneurship, which I think is super important nowadays as well. So, yeah, it's definitely a festival for not only people making web series, but actually people within the industry themselves to really nurture and grow their skill set, really.
So that's the Melbourne Web Fest on from the 4th to the 6th of September, and I've seen nearly everything on the program, and I must say there's some really strong contenders for all the awards. There'll be a ceremony that I'm very excited about. I had to do a little video to announce the winner.
Look at you go.
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So if people want to get involved, how do they get involved? Do you buy a ticket online? Is it free? What's the deal?
You can head to our website, melbournewebfest.com. You can grab a free screening pass, so you'll be able to access all of our on-stream demand web series. So the web series are part of the official selection and spotlight. And then we've also got a festival pass, which gets you access to pretty much everything, including all of the events and panels and sessions.
Beautiful. That is Kristen Settinelli there, the engagement manager of Melbourne Web Fest on Friday the 4th to Sunday the 6th of September. Thanks so much for chatting to us, Kristen.
Thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.